We're live from Kenton, North Carolina. It's the state playoffs today. It's the Class 2A first round game between the 12-11 Bunker Hill Bears versus the 15-5 Pisgah Black Bears from the Pisgah Softball Complex. Hi, folks. I'm Chuck Beaver, and it's along with my broadcast partner, as always, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, this is where it all begins, the hunt for that quest for a state championship and for the Black Bears, their quest to repeat.
Yeah, and this is a, you know, this is where you actually, you know, you tell your kids, this is the season starts here. Forget about what's happened in the past. Let's forget about everything, the records, the losses, everything. This is 0-0. Everybody, 0-0. One game and you're out until you get to the semi, or to the Western Regionals and to the state championship, and it's the best two out of three. But the only time that Pisgah has played Bunker Hill, we have played before. Back in 2005, and Pisgah won that game 8-1. Bunker Hill's playoff appearances, they were in the playoffs last year as number 5 seed. They lost to Owen 8-0. They did not make the playoffs 08 through 010. In 07, they were number 4 seed. They lost to East Rutherford 10-0. 06, lost in the first round to Forbush 10-0. 05, lost to us, and then 04, lost in the first round to Forbush. They've only scored a total of one run in all their playoff appearances and have been beat out in the first round all the way around.
So what you're telling me is it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
All those wonderful statistics and everything, yeah, is that it doesn't matter, because if you lose one, you go home to barbecue.
And I don't think you'll see the mindset of the Pisgah Bears differently today. They know how big this is. They know this is where it starts. To defend that state championship sign and banner out there in the center field, and they know that they're going to have the bullseye on their back when they come in. These people come into this stadium and see that, or when we go to their stadium, we're always going to have the bullseye on our back, and we've got to play at that next level. Trust me, Serena Goodwin has told her team all week long, the bullseye's on our back. Everybody's going to play above their level.
Well, we have a beautiful Chamber of Commerce day here in Kenton, North Carolina for this first round playoff game. And Rhonda, we've had Price Waterhouse auditing firm in.
Yeah.
They have done. We've gone through all the books. And yours truly was right a week ago. Michaela Irvin had hit her 10th home run, which means the Black Bears are coming into this game with 34 team home runs, one away from tying the state record set by K.C. Robertson of 35 in 2010, and two away from putting their name in the record books.
Right. And you know, this team has been known to make history. First, they made history winning the first school state championship in softball. It's ironic that they can make history again today on this same, you know, this very field if they just hit two home runs. And if they hit one, they tie. So, you know, they're up there with a 4A school. And that's impressive. And Michaela Irvin is really pushing that all-time Western North Carolina lead. She has 26, is that right, since we got it updated?
Right.
Is that her career home runs now?
Right,
26? Izzy McQuarrie has 28. They're in that battle to see who gets to 30, which is the Western North Carolina
I sure do like that team home run. That really can put it, because it says Pisgah Black Bears and everything. And Michaela Irvin has another year. She's only a journey as a junior, as is Izzy McQuarrie. But we're right now having a meeting at the home plate. Both teams have taken their infield, and we might get an early start. So let's take a break right here. And when we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups. This is Chuck Bieberman from Pisgah's softball complex. We'll be back after these messages.
MedWest Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for all the student athletes of Haywood County. That means our physician, Dr. Chris Catterson, and the sports medicine physical therapist and athlete trainers are there for you on the sidelines of the games. MedWest is once again offering free sports physicals for student athletes in Haywood County on Tuesday, May 29th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Ken, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We've had a meeting at the plate, and we've got a starting lineups already in for the Bunker Hill. Get your scorebooks out for the Bunker Hill Bears. Will be second baseman Montana Lineberger, followed by Courtney Atzit, the shortstop, and doing the pitching is Katie O'Shell. Batting fourth will be catcher Kara Travis, and playing third base and batting fifth will be Desiree Beber. Playing center field and batting sixth will be Michaela Hedrick. Batting seventh will be Abby Moose, the right fielder, and batting eighth, the designated hitter and DH and for first baseman Olivia Fulbright will be Anna Williams. And batting ninth for the Bears, the Bunker Hill Bears, will be left fielder Brittany Travis. Serena Goodwin has tweaked a little bit with her lineup, Rhonda, for this game, this first round game of the state playoffs. For the Pisgah Black Bears, it'll look like this. Leading off will be Hannah Hudson, the right fielder, followed by second baseman Sheridan Presley, and then third will be Mahala Irvin with 10 home runs on the season doing the catching. Batting fourth will be shortstop Micah James. Fifth will be Caitlin Hanna, third baseman, followed by pitcher Logan Matthews. Batting seventh will be designated hitter Michaela Tipton. She's DHing for Sydney Paris, the first baseman. And left fielder Taylor Gallion will be batting eighth. And batting ninth will be the center fielder Bianca Burnett. Pretty good lineup right there.
Pretty good lineup. You're going to get to the thumpers, and I hope their pitcher don't get nervous when she gets the thumper, because this team from Bunker Hill does not have a senior on their team. They have a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. They're in a rebuilding year down there. They're trying to get their program together. So, you know, they've got a lot of young kids. So that could come into play if this is a real close game. But when you get to the thumpers, you cannot put that ball over the plate, or they're going to knock it out of the ballpark.
Well, Rhonda, you know, we had gone over, we asked, and they went through, and then Serena Goodwin went back, because Mahala Irvin, after the first game of the tournament, which was here on a Friday against Bavard, she said, I have Tim, because her daddy gets the balls.
Yeah, she said, well, what it was is we had eight, started the game, they had seven. And me and you had eight. She hit one there, so that made her nine.
Right. And
she hit one. Right. She hit one against North Carolina, so made 10. And, you know, we asked her after the game, Mahala, how many home runs is that? And she says, I've got nine. She goes, I've got all the balls, because her daddy saves all the balls. But I hate to see the room that all those balls are in, because it's probably all softball.
Well, we're gonna take a break here for our while the Star Spangled Banner's playing, so we'll be back after these messages.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
We'll take you now back to Pisgah Black Bears softball. The Star Spangled Banner is already in progress.
welcome back. So here we're ready to go as the team's huddled up. We're just on the field. They break it, and the Pisgah Black Bears take the field. And are you ready for some state playoff softball?
Oh, I sure am. I've been excited. You know, I just can't wait till this part of the season started. Because you get, you know, it's hard to play your conference, and you play everybody twice, and you're right here in their back doors, and everybody knows everybody. Play travel ball together and everything. So now you're seeing somebody you haven't seen. They haven't seen you. You have to call people to find out the scouting report on who's who and what, you know, who to watch out for and the pitchers and everything like that. So you just have to, this time it's exciting to me.
Well, the Pisgah Black Bears are going to attempt to go back to back as they already have the 2011 State 2A Softball Championship. And they're trying to get to the 2012. This is where that road begins, right here against Bunker Hill. And Rhonda, if you ever hear a tornado warning, when that horn goes off here at the Pisgah Softball Complex, the warning is in the nature of the flag blowing out in left center field as it's blowing out.
You don't want that if you're a visiting pitcher, mostly when you got the 3-7 lineup that is known as the Thumpers, which in the Western North Carolina region, they are, you got Mahala Urban that is second in Western North Carolina in home runs. You got Logan Matthews right behind her with 9. You got Caitlin Hanna 6. You got Micah James at 9. You got Michaela Tipton at 12. For, you know, top 15, you got 5 pairs in the home run battle.
And they stand at 34, but we're about ready to go right here as the Black Bears are in the field, and the first pitch by Logan Matthews as she steps and toes the rubber inside the circle. She'll face Montana Lineberger, the second baseman for the Bunker Hill Black Bears, and here's the first pitch. Ball low.
And, you know, we talked about this during it takes Logan an inning or two to warm up. She gets better as the game goes along.
Here comes the 1-0 pitch, swung on and popped up and out of play. As Lineberger was a little tardy on the fastball, belt high and outside part of the plate, evens the count at 1-1. Beautiful day.
Oh, it is.
Temperatures at around 68 degrees. Beautiful Carolina sky, sun splash, Pisgah softball complex, can't get any better. Matthews is ready for the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and another tardy swing into the screen, fouled. Makes the count now 1-2 on the leadoff hitter from Bunker Hill.
Logan's quickly ahead. You know, that's one thing we talked about in the tournament, is that she needs to get ahead of these hitters, and then she can throw some junk.
Here's a big windup and the 1-2 pitch, a changeup popped up into the infield. Sheridan Presley calls everybody up at second base, and she hauls that in for out number one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she called that off well enough to where everybody knew it. She looked like she's out there fanning herself. Got it.
So one up, one down here in the top of the first, and it'll be Courtney Edson, the shortstop for Bunker Hill. Matthews ready, gets her sign from Mahala Irvin. The first pitch, called strike, knee high fastball over the heart of the plate, 0-1.
She put some mustard on that because it knocked the dirt off of Irvin's glove.
Caitlin Hanna at third base creeps in a little bit from her position there. Pops up, could be in play. Mahala Irvin camps underneath that in foul territory. Calls that in for off number two. Two up, two down.
And you've got a catcher there that if anything's around that plate, you might as well count that as an out. She is just probably a top glove nominee catcher. Matter of fact, she won Defensive Player of the Year at the Auburn Camp.
Now it'll be Katie O'Shell, the pitcher for Bunker Hill, facing Logan Matthews, her counterpart. Curveball in the dirt, ball one. Hannah at third, Micah James at short. Presley, as we've called before, at second base. Sydney Paris, the first baseman. Matthews ready, the 1-0 pitch. High for a ball, 2-0.
Try to get her chase a rise ball. It was going up as he come across the plate.
Bunker Hill comes into this ball game 12-11 on the season. Pisgah 15-5. Ready to go. Matthews, the big windup, the pitch. Swung on a letter high fastball, a rise ball again. Chase on that one. Fouled it back into the screen. It's now 2-1.
It starts out low and then it starts creeping. The hurt is creeping too, a little too high, so she needs to get down just a little bit.
Ready ready to go. The 2-1 pitch, high. See if she was going to take it again. It was a ball. So it's now 3-1 to O'Shell. Kara Travis, the catcher, is on deck.
Now, we might not, they might got a scouting report on this girl. We don't know.
Matthews, a big deliberate wind up the pitch. Fastball, just inside. Fastball missed. Walked her.
That looks like a pretty good pitch, but must have been just a little. It's where we're sitting, it's hard to tell. It's not like a wedge or we have good eye.
And we got to rely on the equal eyes of the umpires, and that was inside, so that's a walk to O'Shell. The number three hitter brings up the cleanup hitter and catching for the Bunker Hill Bears, Kara Travis. Two outs, runner on here in the top of the first inning. No score.
Good night, Logan. Good night.
Logan Matthews working very deliberately, gets her sign, and the big windup in the pitch. Low for a ball, 1-0.
All right.
Wind's starting to pick up a little. Here comes Matthews, 1-0 pitch. High and outside, ball two.
Mahala jumped up to try to catch the runner sneaking off first. So she didn't have time to frame it.
The 2-0 pitch is coming. Swung on and fouled back into the screen, 2-1. Nice cut by the catcher. Right-hand hitting catcher from Bunker Hill, Kara Travis.
It was an inside fastball or curveball. I couldn't tell which one, but it was inside on the hands.
Matthews ready. The 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled out of play. Evens the count at 2-2. Out in left field is Taylor Gallion. Center field and straight away is Bianca Burnett as she checks her distance to the fence, and Hannah Hudson, the right fielder. The 2-2 pitch swung out and that's popped up to Micah James. Camps underneath the dead ball for Bunker Hill. They strand a runner and that's all for him here in the top of the first as Bunker Hill 0 with Pisgah coming to bat.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor and President's Award by B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, MedWest Health System, and the New Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton at Exit 31 beside the Safe Bus.
You know, you talked about Logan Matthews having a notorious slow starter, but that was a pretty good first inning.
I was surprised. She looks like she's really concentrating. She's really focused out on the, if you notice her demeanor, she's really focused. And maybe that, you know, that's one thing the coach has tried to work on this week is the kids being focused more, because it's that time of the year when you've got to play the best you've ever played.
Because if you don't, one loss and your season ends.
You're home.
Only.
You're home.
And those are hard.
And it's hard, and you've got a lot of seniors on this team for Pisgah, and that's probably the reason why we haven't fallen down in the polls so much, is because of the seniors that we have returning and only lost two players. We're still number six in the polls. We're not dropping it, even though we're losing to Franklin. That surprised me a little bit, but not in a way a lot, because that shows the pollsters. We're playing 3A, 4A teams out of conference, and they're saying that that tough competition is just going to make us better in this part of the run.
Well, the pitcher for Bunker Hill, Katie O'Shell, having her warm-up tosses. And she'll schedule to face O'Shell will be Hannah Hudson, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin here in the bottom of the first inning. O'Shell's done. Throw down the second by Travis. And Hannah Hudson steps in, and she'll check into the right-hand hitter's box. We'll start here in the bottom of the first inning.
When Bunker Hill was warming up, I noticed their ends, first and third, are very quick, so it's going to be hard to get a bunt down and get to first base.
Here's the first pitch to Hannah Hudson, and that's a ball low.
And that's another thing we need to be. We need to be patient at the plate and let her work so we can see her pitches.
On deck is Sheridan Presley. Pitch by Travis, called strike inside part of the plate, 1-1. Out in right field, Abby Moose for Bunker Hill, trying to shade her eyes with sunglasses, playing the sunfield. Swung on and grounded right back to O'Shell. She flips over to first, so an easy comeback to the pitcher, retires Upton for out number one, and that'll bring up Sheridan Presley.
It looks like it was a bad swing on Hannah's part. She looks like she's fooled by the pitch or something.
Presley batting over 400, only a sophomore. First pitch to her, curveball in the dirt, ball one.
She's batting 418 to be exact.
One of the few left-handed hitters on this team.
Very few.
Pitch is high for ball two.
She's a hard person to pitch to, being a lefty. She crowds the plate, you know, and up in the batter's box.
O'Shell working a little faster. Swung on, and that's line foul, though. She got a good cut on it. Good hack by Presley. Lined it foul down the first base line.
First base umpire had to duck for that one. It was like a rocket.
That'll make the count 2-1. On deck, Mahala Irvin, team leader in home runs with 10. We're hoping that would be a record-tying, state record-tying 11 if she can get one to go today.
Just 26. I've just added it up.
Swung on and dribbled. This could be trouble. Presley going to first base, and she's there on an infield single. Beat it. A slow dribbler to first base, and Presley, using her speed, gets down there. So there'll be an infield single for Sheridan Presley.
And what's impressive about that, she's a lefty. She has to turn and run. She can't just jot out of the batter's box like a righty can.
Now it's Mahala Irvin, the catcher. Runner on first, one out here in the bottom of the first and no score. Michelle gets her sign. Here comes the pitch. First pitch is outside to Irvin for a ball.
She has a funny delivery. Have you noticed that she hops before she comes to the plate? And that's something our batters will have to get used to, and once they get it down, they'll... It's just like Madison and Owen last year.
Here's the pitch, swung on him. That was late. McCarty down the right field line, came off the bat. I mean, she had a charge into it, but it was slapped foul. Curving out of play, so that evens the count at one ball, one strike. O'Shell's pitch. Inside, ball two. On deck is Micah James.
She's in the thumper row now. Murderer's row, whatever you want to call it.
We've stuck with thumpers all year, and they have thumped opponents. Here's the pitch. And the dirt gets away from the catcher. Down to second base goes Presley on the wild pitch by O'Shell.
So now you have a runner in scoring position, one out, and Mahala Irvin at the plate.
3-1 to the right-hand hitting catcher. Presley now at second base. Here comes O'Shell's next pitch. Ball four, she loses her, walks Irvin, and that'll bring up Micah James.
You know, if you walk one, you got another one coming right up behind her, and it just puts more runners on the base.
Beautiful crowd. Beautiful day. Great crowd here at the ballpark.
Stands are full.
Micah James has said, here's the pitch. Swung on. 150. What a spin on this. I'm a Rutgers. Hold it on. That is safe. Rutgers has just been tied by senior Micah James. 35 home runs of tying the state record set by T.C. Robertson. And they did it in the first inning. A 3-1 by Micah James puts the Black Bears up 3-0.
And man, was that beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It is just fitting for the senior that is going to Mars Hill to knock it out, to tie the record. Is that not just perfect?
Absolutely. Couldn't ask for a better story. And what a senior, Caitlin Hanna, to break the record.
Break the record. There you go. That's what I was getting ready to say.
Well, here it comes. First pitch to Caitlin Hanna. Low for a ball. Folks, you just listened to a state record call. A 3-run home run, the 35th on the season, ties T.C. Robertson, 35 Jackson, 2010. Curveball swung on and missed by Caitlin Hanna. She was out in front of that, evens the count at 1-1.
She's wanting to join in. And those home runs, it's like a fever.
Come on, Hanna.
Next pitch, change up in the dirt, 2-1.
I mean, it just...
3-0 here in the bottom of the first.
That's just, everybody's speechless.
Ball inside to Hammond, goes to 3-1.
she's got that Ted Williams swing. She don't look that powerful.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing on, lift it to the left field. Could it be? Hurrying fall.
Gosh, man, it would have been a home run, but it went foul.
That was down the line. Curving foul. Could have been a state record.
Caitlin, honey, you need to move it over to the right about, 4 feet, Chuck?
You got a sense this is their day.
Oh, man. They come with the bats a-swinging.
The Pisgah Black Bears.
If she hits it out, she breaks the record.
Have hit 35 on the season.
And that was Micah James' 6th home run this year.
O'Shell ready, the 3-2 pitch. Change up in the dirt. She loses her walks. Hannah, Caitlin Hannah. And now it's going to be Logan Matthews. Matthews with 9 jacks on the season.
Maybe she was afraid to put it back there after that and was hit foul.
Step to the plate. Before she does, she puts a cross right over the tip of the plate. Here's the first pitch to Matthews. Call strike knee high over the heart of the plate. 0-1.
And Matthews really has come along toward the end of the year. Her bat, her pitching's getting better.
Well, 1 pitch, swung on, lifted into the infield, second baseman crowds around that, and that is Montana Lineberger hauls that in, and Matthews is done.
She was way early on that swing. Did you notice that? They threw her a kind of a slow changeup, and she was way out front of it.
Now it's Michaela Tipton, the designated hitter. Pitch is just outside for a ball, 1-0.
And she has 4 home runs for the year.
Caitlin Hanna at first, 2 outs. Pisgah already leads here in the bottom of the first, 3-0. Pitch is outside again, 2-0. O'Shell being very careful on how she goes through this bumper part of the lineup.
She just hung one to Micah James over the center of the plate.
Taylor Gallion on deck. Here's a 2-0 pitch and grounded hard over to the third baseman. She scoops that up, goes over to first, and that's all for the Black Bears. But they do get the state record tying 3-run home run by Micah James. And as we complete the first inning, it's Pisgah 3, Bunker Hill 0. We'll be back after these messages.
MedWest Sports Medicine has expanded. Check out our new location in the brand new building on the campus of MedWest Haywood. You can see Dr. Chris Catterson in his new office, conveniently located between the fitness center and the hospital. And now we have new sports medicine and rehab space in the MedWest Urgent Care Center in Canton at exit 31 off I-40. It's the MedWest Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Clinic, located in the MedWest Urgent Care Center, Canton. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We've moved to the top of the second inning. The Black Bears lead the Bears. Or better yet, Pisgah leads Bunker Hill 3-0.
That might be a better way to do it tonight.
This must be the Bear Necessity playoff game, because everybody's black and red all over the place and bears everywhere.
They all come out of hibernation today.
So it's going to be Desiree Beber, Michaela Hendrick, and Abby Moose to face Logan Matthews here in the top of the second inning. First pitch by Logan Matthews is swung on and grounded right over to Paris. Off her glove, flips and races to the bag and steps on it just ahead of Beber. So it'll be a ground out unassisted to the first baseman. She reached down to grab it, hit off the heel of her glove, and ricocheted about 3 or 4 feet away from her. She had to run and get it, and then race Beber to the base and got it. And that'll bring up Michaela Hendrick.
Her and Sheridan were racing to the bag at the same time.
Hendrick, the center fielder. First pitch, fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike, 0-1.
And she's a freshman. We talked to her dad before the game.
Logan Matthews ready to go. Big windup, the pitch. Change up above the bill. Hendrick went chasing after that. 0-2 finds herself in the hole to Logan Matthews. That's almost an illegal pitch. I mean, good gracious, change speeds like that.
We got a fan in the crowd that said, holy mackerel.
Under, over to Caitlin Hanna, stabs it, throws over, oh, throws it wild. Caitlin Hanna on an error.
And how often do you see that?
Nonchalantly cut it loose and threw it over the head and into the screen. So Hendrick is on the error by Caitlin Hanna, and that will be Abby Moose, the right fielder.
She'll make it up another way. She beats her own self to death, so.
Logan Matthews ready. Here's the first pitch to Moose.
You bet, Yard.
Ball one.
You're the one, Logan.
Great crowd here. Beautiful day. State first round playoff game between the Bunker Hill Bears and the Pisgah Black Bears. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Just blew the heater right fire.
She's got the heat on today.
The Moose. Couldn't catch up to that one.
No. I don't think I could have.
Logan Matthews looks like she is on her game.
Woo!
Inside that circle. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Squares around and bunts it. Misses it. Strike two. So it's one ball, two strikes. One out here in the top of the second. Pisgah leads Bunker Hill 3-0.
We won't see a bunt now because you got two strikes. And then softball, if you don't know the rules, if you bunt and he goes foul, you're out.
Ready to go. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Moose chased ball two. And so she strikes out. That'll be two outs here. And that'll be Anna Williams, the designated hitter, who's DHing for Olivia Fulbright, the first baseman.
I know the Bunker Hill people were talking about how beautiful our complex was here.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch, and that's lined to left field in the gap. Off the wall, one hopper. Relay in from Gellion, into Micah James. So a stand-up double by Anna Williams, the DH. So the Bunker Hill Bears have runners at second and third, a two-out double. Nice relay by Gallion,
yeah.
Raced into the gap, right underneath the scoreboard, and got it into Micah James pell-mell, keeping the leading runner, Hedrick, over at third, and that'll bring up Brittany Travis, the left fielder, batting in the nine hole. Pitch is high and outside, ball one.
And she hit that thing hard. Went right past Logan and Micah James, just in the gap.
1-0 pitch in the dirt. Gets away from Irvin, but holding at third as Irvin raced after that to hold Hedrick at third base.
Irvin's so quick behind that plate. And evidently their scouting report has got a lot of respect for Irvin because their coach didn't even try to send her.
So it's a 2-0 count to the number 9 hitter, Brittany Travis, the left fielder, sister of the catcher. Ball three. Just as we said it, I think we jinxed her, is that it looks like the wheel's starting to come off, but she's, that error got to Logan.
It's like she has one in every game, it's just.
Ball four, walked her, close the bases. So bases are full of Bunker Hill Bears. Now we're back to the top of the lineup with Montana Lineberger, the second baseman. She popped up to Sheridan Presley. In the first inning, here's the pitch. Called strike, knee high fastball. Got ahead in the count, 0-1 now. Two outs here in the top of the second. Pisgah leads 3-0. Big windup by Matthews. The pitch lined to left field. That'll bring in one. Taylor Gallion gets that in. So an RBI single by Lineberger cuts the Pisgah lead to two runs. It's now 3-1.
And that's an unearned run because that was the error that led to the extended inning. It should have been the third out.
And that's going to bring Courtney Exit, the shortstop. Ball high. 1-0. Bases full. Bunker Hill trying to get back into this ball game.
When we were talking to their fans, that they said they got better as the year went along because they're so young.
Curveball swung out and fouled out of play. Evens the count at 1-1. Swung on and grounded over to Hannah. She picks up the ball and steps on third, and that will be all. And so a little collision there.
Yeah.
So Hannah goes down, and that's all for the Bunker Hill. They get a run, strand three runners. And so as we move to the bottom of the second inning, Pisgah 3, Bunker Hill 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Midwest Health Systems and by the new Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton. It exit 31 beside the Sagebrush. By Brad Allen Construction of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. By Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. And by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor of the President's Award. So, that might not have been a good thing to do to make Caitlin Hannah mad when she run into her and knocked her on her keister. Because she does have a temper.
Well, we've moved to the bottom of the second. And we might have mispronounced it. Michaela Hedrick. Hedrick?
Hedrick.
She came in to tell me that I mispronounced her name.
Evidently, they're listening to us, Chuck. That's good.
That's okay. That's all right.
That's all right.
Don't want to do it. I had to have this, but I didn't hear it clearly and had to look back for the grounder. So, but anyhow, we've moved to the bottom of the second inning. O'Shell's done with her warm-up tosses. She'll face Taylor Gallion, Bianca Burnett, and back up to the top of the order, Hannah Hudson, here in the bottom of the second. That's scheduled for Pisgah. It'll be Taylor Gallion. She squares around and tries to bunt it. And nice attempt. Third baseman for Bunker Hill was Desiree Beber. Came in. Squares around and bunts again. So that's now 0-2. She tried to bunt twice her way onto first and missed both of them.
She's usually a pretty good bunter, so.
Ball, curveball outside.
And that 1-2. Be why she's missing them, because the ball was way outside. You can't bump it. You can't hit it. And it's way up there.
Ready to go is O'Shell. Swung on, and that is up in the air to the second baseman. A little looping liner.
And batting number four, Bianca Burnett.
It's like that ball was dead when it hit the end, like it hit the end of the bat or down toward the hands.
So a little pop up by Gallion over to Montana Lineberger. That's one out, and it'll be Bianca Burnett now. The number nine hitter. First pitch to Burnett, caught the corner. Strike one. O'Shell, after giving up that three-run home run to Micah James, has settled down and is making good pitches. Pitch is outside. Came back to that same spot. Just missed. Makes the count now 1-1.
Looks like they're trying to pull a little Chelsea Stanfield playbook outside.
Swung on, and that's line to center field and right at the center fielder. Nice grab by Michaela Hedrick.
That was a good hit by BB. She hit that ball solid. It just hung up in the air too long and didn't drop quickly enough.
So two up, two down here in the bottom of the second. We've moved to the top of the order. Hannah Hudson, who grounded out to the pitcher and swinged at the first pitch into the screen, so it's 0-1.
She's way ahead of the hitter, I mean, of the pitcher, Caitlin is, or Hannah. Walt's trying to tell her that now. Just calm down. Just see the ball.
O'Shell ready. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball one. 1-1. Two outs here. Bottom of the second. Pisgah leads Bunker Hill 3-1. O'Shell ready. Gets her sign from Travis. The pitch swung on and grounded over, picked up by the third baseman, Beber, and not in time! So an infield single on the slow roller by Hannah Hudson.
Batting number three, Sheridan Presley.
That's kind of
sent the second inning.
That's kind of how Sheridan got on in the first, the slow roller.
didn't hit it hard, but hit it in a very difficult spot. And Bevers came from her third base in front of the shortstop, but it was a tardy throw to first. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who singled her first time up. First pitch is outside for a ball to the sophomore left-handed hitting second baseman.
Hannah Hudson had a lead on that, good size lead, so two outs are going to go if something's hit.
Here's the pitch swung out of line into the screen, ricocheting all over the place. It's Serena Goodwin. Had to defend herself off the ricochet as it ricocheted right at her. She's laughing.
She about got the umpire, first base umpire the first time. Now she's trying to get the coach.
So it evens the count at 1-1. O'Shell ready. Here's her pitch. Ball outside, 2-1.
Like you said, Sheridan Presley's batting .418. She's fourth on the team.
O'Shell shakes off her pitcher.
Oh, great move by Sheridan.
Presley steps out, calls for time, and asks.
Oh, yeah.
As O'Shell was shaking off Kara Travis, the catcher.
Very heady player by a young kid.
Here's a 2-1 pitch. 0 for a ball, 3-1.
Leading the team in batting is Micah James, 467, with that three-run home run.
Presley gets her hand down, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swung on and at his line, passed, and foul. Boy, that was just inches foul. Past the first baseman, Olivia Fulbright.
Inches.
And that makes the count 3-2 on Sheridan Presley. If she can extend this inning and get on base.
You got thumper number one coming up.
Mahala Irvin's on deck. Here's the pitch. Swung on and dribbled foul.
She's staying alive. That's all you want. You got to protect the plate.
Keeps the count at 3-2. Beautiful crowd here.
Oh, it is.
People following the defending state champions.
Mm-hmm.
Swung on and that's line. Pass! And that's going to be a fair ball. And that will be at least, that will be a single as Presley holds up. Fulbright made a valiant effort, and that was a liner down the line, so the runner up and moves over to third. Presley's at first with her second hit of the game, and that will bring up Irvin.
You knew as many times as she hit that ball foul that way, she had to sooner or later get one that was in fair territory. Here's danger time.
Irvin walked her last time up, scored on the three-run home run by Micah James, who's on deck. 3-1, bottom of the second inning. Pisgah pitches low for a ball. O'Shell being very deliberate. Wind starts to kick up.
Oh, we get it up, it's gone.
The wind blowing straight out to left center, from home to left center. Here's O'Shell's pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-0.
They got a very good scouting report on this, evidently.
Shell looks into her own dugout. Outfield for Bunker Hills out away. Here's a pitch. Swung out and lifted to right field, but that's not going to get out. And that's hauled in for the final out by Abby Moose. And so that's all for Pisgah. They strand two runners. And at the end of two, Pisgah 3, Bunker Hill 1. We'll be back after these messages.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We've moved to the top of the third inning. Pisgah leads Bunker Hill 3-1. O'Shell, Travis, and Bever. 3, 4, and 5 for Bunker Hill are scheduled to face Logan Matthews. Pisgah got 3 runs in the first on a 3-run home run, a record tying, state record tying, 35th home run of the year for the Black Bears by Micah Jenks. Bunker Hill got 1 run, unearned, as Hedrick scored, and she reached on base on an error and scored on a Montana Lineberger single. So that's all what Bunker Hill got. And so they come up to bat with a trailing by 2 here in the top of the third, 3-1 to the Pisgah Black Bears.
Let's see if Logan comes out with gets ahead of the hitters in this inning.
O'Shell checked in. She's ready to go. So is Matthews. Here's the first pitch. Just missed inside. Ball 1. Matthews ready to go. 1-0 pitch. Swung out and grounded over to Micah James at short. Flips over to Sydney Paris. 1 up, 1 down here in the third inning. Now to bring up Kara Travis, who popped up to James at short her last time up. She's 0-for-1.
That's a good start to this inning. Get them to ground it out.
Matthews, here's her pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Came up empty was Kara Travis. She's out in front of the Dukes. Home plate umpire. Takes a little time to check on. And that's what umpires do, just to brush off the plate as it went off the foot of Irvin. Here's Matthews' 0-1 pitch in the dirt. 1-1.
And that's what the umpire's supposed to go by, is the plate for their strike zone, not the lines beside the plate. Because they're a couple inches wider than the plate.
Outfield playing straight away. Matthews ready. Big windup. High. 2-1.
She knows she threw too hard on that when she had that look on her face. Man, I just let it go too. She's a pretty good coach of herself.
It's your day. Matthews ready, 2-1 offering. Foul back into the screen, evens the count at 2-2.
I would probably say her curveball's her best pitch. Has a lot of movement on it.
Matthews swung on and fouled back. Travis hanging tough on the 2-2 pitch. That's where that count will stay, as Travis just got up underneath it and fouled it straight back. Matthews ready. Pitch. Fouled again. Oh. And into the crowd.
Son, that barely hit the pole and then bounced into the stands and nobody was paying attention right below us. That could have been dangerous.
That ball went off the handle. That was a curveball. Count still remains at 2-2. Pitch is lying foul down the third baseline and down into the corner. Travis, Kara Travis, was all over that one. Just lined it foul. So we're getting balls in from all over the place.
Yeah, they're coming and flying across the stands and everything.
See that, buddy.
Here comes Matthews' 2-2 pitch. Swung out and missed. Struck her out. Dropped by Irvin. Throw over to Paris, and that's all. For Travis, that's 2 outs now.
2 outs.
That's going to bring up Desiree Bever, the third baseman.
Grounded
out. Rolled one down to Sydney Paris at first. Unassisted ground out to first base. First time up. 0-for-1. Matthews' first pitch is low for a ball.
Logan's had to change her delivery this year a little bit. In the very first part of the year, she got called for a balk which she was hiding what they consider hiding the ball, so she's had to change it.
And he hit her. So the next pitch hits Bepper, so she gives her a free pass the hard way down the first, and that's going to bring is going to be Michaela Hedrick. I just heard it correctly pronounced. Hedrick. So Michaela Hedrick, the center fielder, will come to the plate, and we apologize to the Hedrick family, but we've got it corrected. Fine center fielder for Bunker Hill. Changeup, swung on and missed.
Oh, that was a beautiful changeup.
She just pulled the string.
She was looking for a fastball because she started everybody else off on fastballs.
It's like facing Strasburger, throwing 100 miles an hour and throws an 80-mile changeup. Dribble foul by Hedrick.
So quickly.
The center fielder's in a hole, 0-2 run.
Mm-hmm. You know, she threw her two straight changeups.
So now the count is 0-2. Hedrick is in the hole, two outs, runner on first. That is Bepper, who's hit by a pitch. We're in the top of the third. Piska leads Bunker Hill 3-1.
Curveball's coming.
And that is fouled off, just off the tip of the glove, as Irvin couldn't hold on to it. So Hedrick is hanging tough.
Hit Irvin in the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
A little hard to pay attention when you get...
I'm telling you, being a catcher on the line, that was, you know, sometimes you see stars. You got to regroup. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. She throws over to first, Sydney Parrish. So Hedrick strikes out, and that's all for Bunker Hill. They strand a runner. And after 2.5 innings are in the book, it's Pisgah 3, Bunker Hill 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton, Waynesville, by B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, by the new Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton at exit 31, beside the Sagebrush, by Midwest Test Systems, and by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor Awards President's Award. You know, you were talking earlier today about DNA. You know, when you got a team that has made it to the playoffs 8 straight years, like Pisgah has, and in the past 6 they've gone to the third round, that's pretty impressive. And out of the 8 years that they've made playoffs, 6 of them they've been to the third round. That's pretty impressive. That's a 750 winning percentage to the third round.
Well, that's a seasoned team, you know, an experience, so everybody understands that even if you're, these kids have that experience of playoff softball.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't get overwhelmed.
No.
And they're not underwhelmed.
No.
But they play this at a very even keel, but a very focused. They know that they ratchet up their game just a notch, and they know it's going to get tougher and tougher.
Micah James has ratcheted hers up a notch already.
And that will be James, Hannah, and Matthews, 4, 5, and 6, heart of the thumpers.
And Hannah's second.
Michelle's first pitch is a curveball outside corner called strike, 0-1.
Second batting average on the team is .434. So you got
O'Shell ready to go. Here's a pitch. Called strike outside corner. Nice pitching by O'Shell. Obviously, she remembered James and what she hit. She's not giving her anything middle in. She's keeping it out away from the cleanup hitter for Pisgah. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. 1-2.
Micah jumped up big time on that home run to 23 RBIs for the year. She's third on the team, so that...
Swung on and grounded softly over to second base, flipped over to first to Fulbright. So James is retired, one batter up, one down, and now to bring up Caitlin Hammond. Bottom of the third, Pisgah leads 3-1. Hannah, first pitch to her, just missed on the outside part of the plate. I was about ready to say, Hannah has got some ungodly tape measure shots.
She does.
On her resume.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Just missed again outside, 2-0.
Her dad was telling me the other day, he gave me some odd number of how many balls went in the river, actually been in the river this year.
Pitching river out along the outfield. Swung on and lined foul. Heads up, folks. Get some gear on out there. She lines one down the left field line out of play and off the facing of the covered batting, indoor batting facility.
She's leading the team with 26 RBIs for the year.
Pitch swung out and popped up and out of play, so that'll even the count at 2-2. Logan Matthews on deck.
She getting her timing down.
Tied with 35 home runs, a state record, so they put their name in the book. And now they're looking for the record to, and hold it for themselves. Here's the pitch. Low. 3-2.
Look out!
One out. Bottom of three. O'Shell ready. Here's a pitch. Swung on and grounded over to third baseman. Flips over and over. Air mails it over the head as Hannah will stay. So that'll be an error on the third baseman, Desiree Bepper. She bobbled it off the heel, picked it up, and panicked. Threw it over the head of Fulbright.
It was hit hard to third base. She had a hard time controlling it.
So Hannah on by an error, and that'll bring up Matthews, who hit a weak pop-up to the second baseman her first time on. Matthews with 9 dingers on the season. Swung out with it! Could be the record! Could be!
That is the record, baby, right there! Pizza just set a record!
36 home runs on the season, a state record for the Pisco Black Bears!
Impressive! She just first pitch swinging, hit that thing to right center field. It was beautiful. And Logan Matthews,
12,
and that is her 10th home run of the season. And her and the Haler are tied again.
And now they got it out. Everything is gravy on top of these mashed potatoes. It's because they're mashing the ball.
Mashed potatoes and gravy, man, that made me hungry.
You know, real good mashed, you know, yeah, brown gravy on it. Here we go, Michaela Tipton. So 36 home runs, a new state record established by the Pisgah Black Bears. So put them in the books. Logan Matthews, two-run jack, gives the Black Bears a 5-1 lead, and the next pitch to Tipton's a ball outside, so it's 2-0.
You knew the Thumpers was going to eventually get to this pitcher.
Swung on and lifted. It could be. They're going to add it too. That's a double one. Back-to-back check by the Black Bears.
Michaela Tipton circling softly into the good night.
And that is home run number 37 for the team.
Her fifth for the year.
And that makes the score 6-1, Pisgah.
And Tipton was the fourth leading RBIs on the team with 16. That gives her 17 now. She's tied with Logan Matthews.
Boy, she got an inside fastball from O'Shell. She turned on it and hit a dead left field, and it just curved around the pole, and that had to go out to the river.
Oh, it did. If it didn't, it bounced in there.
Now it's Taylor Gallion. She tries to bunt. Catch everybody by surprise, but third baseman Desiree Bever was on that one, but she bunted it foul.
I bet we got McCurvy, you know, what's the cove called at San Francisco Park?
McCovey Cove.
McCovey Cove. I'd be down there with the canoe right now.
Change up, swung out and popped up down the line. Everybody giving chase, but it hits off the fence, so that's a long strike.
That's fan interference, too.
Reaching out with no glove. Yeah. Looks like Johnny James.
I don't know. It's hard to see from here.
So it's an 0-2 pitch, or 0-2 count to Gallion. O'Shell ready. Here's her pitch. Low for a ball, 1-2.
Pisgah wants to keep adding that home run record to make it harder for teams.
They get it out of the way. They got it.
Yeah, they got it.
Now it's just like, take that deep breath and let's go to it again. 36-37. And that's over the head of the first baseman for a single by Gallion, so she extends the inning. One out here.
How about number 4, Bianca Burnett?
Be number 9 hitter, Bianca Burnett, lying to the center fielder, Michaela Heidrich. Heidrich made a beautiful play, running in, caught it on a Willie Mays basket catch.
Oh, yeah.
Great at her thighs. She squares, legs one down the first base line, could be trouble, and that is in time. It's no, the ruler's safe. I was screaming. So a bunt single And that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson now.
It's like the pitcher was really slow coming down the circle for that ball.
Yeah,
you know,
she didn't jump on that real quick, but that was perfectly placed on the first baseman.
Did you know the first baseman didn't even come up to try to get it? I've seen no shift. They're putting pressure on them now, playing defense.
Hannah Hudson, 1-for-2 in the game. She squares around to punt it. Punts it foul.
That's all right.
Came in with 34 home runs, hit 3 jacks so far, so they've got 37, the new state record. They're looking to pad.
No, padding on, girls. Let's go for 40. I like round numbers anyway.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Squares it, bunts it, but just hits something.
Hit a dirt clod.
Dirt clod.
Rolled foul.
So now it's 0-2 to Hudson. Sheridan Presley on deck, who's 2-for-2 in this game. Hudson, as I said, an infield single and 2 at-bats. She's 1-for-2, but in the hole 0-2, here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded over to the shortstop. She picks it up, throws the first in time, just by a step to retire Hudson as the runners move up to second and third for Sheridan Presley.
That was close, too. I mean, it was very close.
Hudson breaks him down that first base line, but the shortstop, Courtney Astett, made a great throw. Came up and quickly got rid of it. That's 2 outs now for Sheridan Presley. Pitch is high for a ball. 1-0. 6-1. Bottom of the third. Pisgah over Bunker Hill.
And Sheridan's wore out the right field line on both their bats.
Here's the pitch. Called strike. Caught the corner.
I was trying to see if the first baseman had moved over to play the line.
It's 1-1 now. O'Shell understands what she's doing. I mean, she's trying to keep the ball away from Presley and pitch out to the out corner. Slapped it over the head. Could drop in there, but no. Great play by the left fielder, Brittany Travis, racing in as that was destined for a bloop single, and she hauls that in, and she retires the Black Bears. They get 3 and a record. After 3 innings, Pisgah 6. Bunker Hill 1 will be back after these messages.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Canton is your home, and now it's ours too. The Midwest Urgent Care Center at exit 31 off I-40 is now open. Urgent care is convenient and fast, and now it's new in Canton. Let the physicians, nurses, and staff of Midwest care for your urgent health care needs in a brand new space located just off the interstate by Sagebrush Steakhouse. Visit www.midwesthealth.org or call 452-8077. Midwest. Excellence. Our passion.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We're in the top of the fourth. Pisgah leads the Bunker Hill Bears 6-1. And Rhonda, you were talking during the break, is that what the seniors will go out?
Oh.
How some of the things are going out with?
Oh, man. This senior class is already going out with history made, winning the state championship. Now they're going out with history made of setting a state record for team home runs. That's impressive, folks. I mean, you got a bunch of seniors that love to play the game, love to wear the Pisgah uniform, and then just going out there and creating and having fun.
All right, leading off will be Abby Moose here in the top of the fourth inning. Logan Matthews' first pitch, high for a ball. Moose struck out her first time up. Pisgah 3 runs in the first, 3 runs in the third, and all coming off of home runs. 3 home runs by the Black Bears. Swung out and fouled back by Moose. Even count at 1-1.
And she hit that home run, or that big double, I mean, in the gap.
Next pitch, swung out. That's
fast.
We're going to have to get some gear, Phil.
We're going to have to put something up around. I'm getting scared now.
Say they curve. I'll curve around and hit us. We're going to protect it with no netting in front of us.
I'm going to throw you in front of me, though.
No, we put Ron in front of us, your husband. Put Ron there. 1-2. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. 2-2. we're going to have to get around a club or something. So he's our personal protector. Our personal bodyguard. I'll tell you, Ron's dapper wearing that Detroit Tiger hat.
I know.
Nothing finer than a good-looking man wearing a Detroit Tiger hat.
That's the truth.
Here we go. 2-2. Cold strike three. He stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by.
Oh, yeah. That was a beautiful pitch. Logan Harris seems to be getting warmed up now. Like I hate to say it, sound like a broken record, but she does get better as the game goes along.
So she punches out Moose, and this is Anna Williams, who doubled her last time up. Oh, changeup swung on and missed. She pulled the string on that one.
That kind of sounds funny, Chuck. She punched out Moose?
Yeah, she punched out the Moose. It's Anna Williams now.
Gotta have a little fun.
0-1. Here's the pitch. Curveball again in the dirt. 1-1. Winner of this game will advance to the second round, which will be Tuesday.
Which will be either Chase or East Lincoln.
Will it be home?
If East Lincoln wins, we could be home. And because they're a 3-seed, we're a higher seed than them.
Swung on and missed through the heater knee high. Williams swung over top of that, makes the count at 1-2. So if Chase wins, it's at Chase.
It's at Chase. We go down there. We played Chase before. We played Chase in 08 in the second round also, too. And it's ironic. We beat them 2-0 that year.
Here's the pitch. Changeup just off the end of the bat, off the fence. So Williams hangs in there.
So, you know, when you play in a conference as tough as Pisgah's played in with Franklin West and North, and you go play these other conferences, you don't know how strong their conference is.
Williams, ready to go. Matthew swung on and fouled against the screen, so Williams is hanging in there. And, you know, you talk about North. North's slide at the end of the year was all contributed to losing their ace pitcher,
yes,
Tim Cannon, who blew a bicep for it.
But you look at this. Today, Mountain Heritage is playing North.
All up and outside, so it's 2-2.
Mountain Heritage ended up being the 3-seed in that. They knocked Owen out of the Western Athletic Conference, so that's surprising. But what gets me is
swung on, dribbled over to Hannah. She scoops it up, throws in time to retire Williams for the second out. That'll bring up Brittany Travers.
Smoky Mountain's playing Madison at Madison. Okay, everybody thinks, oh, Madison's going to cakewalk. Madison's in a weak conference. Mountain Heritage, Owen, and Polk. Polk probably being the better of the teams. What if Smoky Mountain went in there and upset them? Because they're in a tough conference.
Brittany Travis comes up. She's walked her first time up, batting in the 9-hole. Made a great play to end the third inning. Swung on, she bumps it right back to Logan Matthews, flips it, and on stepping on second, almost airmailed it, but leaping was Jared Impressley. So that's all for Bunker Hills. They're retired in order. Then we move to the bottom of the fourth. Pisgah, 6. Bunker Hill, 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor of President's Award, by B. Allen Construction of Candler Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, and the new Canton Urgent Care Center, now open in Canton at Exit 31 beside the Sagebrush, and by MedWest Health Systems. But, you know, getting back to what we were talking about, what if Smoky Mountain, coming out of that talk, is Smoky Mountain is not that bad of a team, I'm going to tell you. They are decent. But what if this tough conference has made them good enough to beat a number two seed Madison? I mean, that could be a shocker.
When a lot of these teams that don't play each other, and if this is the first time, I've always said you don't know the strength or weakness of a particular conference until you get into the playoffs.
Exactly.
And that's the time to find out how strong or weak your conference is. So we'll find out how strong that conference is over there with Madison.
Yeah.
With the result against Smoky Mountain.
Right. If it's a close game and everybody's going to say, whoa.
You know, because everybody's expecting a cakewalk on behalf of Madison.
Exactly. I mean,
and it could very well be. And Madison can make a statement, you know, with their conference strength by making it a big win.
Big win.
All right. Exactly. We're going to start off the bottom of the fourth. Irvin, James, and Hannah, thumper time. Irvin's first pitch swung at high. She hit one deep, and that's off the over the roof of the cage down the left field line in the corner.
It was way out of
hell. Glenwood just watched that and go over the roof, and he's sitting there thinking, well, I wonder if I will get that one back.
You know, the expense, the high expense is balls here.
Yeah.
It's just outside, 1-1.
This kid has been going to Auburn's camp every summer, ever since she can remember. Last year, she won the Golden Glove Award. For defense, first year, she won the Most Improved Player Award.
Here's the pitch. Just missed, low, 2-1. And she's going to Gardner West.
She's going to Gardner. She wanted to go to Auburn, but Auburn's 2 years out in recruiting. D1's really hard to get into.
She's going to D1 locally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gardner Webb. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and she just hit that one gone. But that thing is down into the river. Look out, it almost hit a car. It's a car. That could have been an accident.
Cross the bridge and here comes the softball flying in and hit your windshield.
Holy smokes. Explain that to your insurance man. I really, I got hit by a softball.
It's coming out of the sky.
2-2 count to Irvin. 6-1 Pisgah here in the bottom of the fourth. Change up and grounds one, and that's just foul. Diving for the ball was third baseman Desiree Bever. I'll tell you what, Bever at third for Bunker Hill, along with Brittany Travis out in the left field, are displaying some great defensive skills. And as you said, Rhonda, early in the pregame show, there's no seniors on this team.
No. You know, last year when we made the playoff run, we faced a lot of teams with no seniors. Jimmy C. Grove.
2-2 pitch. Change up in the dirt. 3-2.
And they're back in the playoffs this year.
So she doesn't want to lose her here, the leadoff hitter. Don't want, you know, that's one of those things that the leading, you know, walking the leadoff hitter 80% of the time, they'll score. Here's the pitch, swung on and lifted foul, or down the right field line, and that's going to drop. Thought it was going foul, but it stayed up and then dropped right in front of Abby Moose, so that's a loop single from Irvin.
What it was is Moose was all the way back against the fence.
That's a good point.
And she had to run in so far.
So Brittany Troll will pitch, courtesy pitch runner for the catcher. And that's going to bring up Micah James now.
Yeah, Jimmy C. Drone is playing four push today. That's going to be interesting to see how they do, because they were young last year.
O'Shell ready to go, swung out and grounded foul down the third base line by James. Micah James, a three-run homer in the first, grounded out to second in the third. She's 1-for-2 with 3 RBIs.
She's got such quick hands.
James, her three-run jack, was a tying the state record of 35 home runs, and then later on, Logan Matthews broke it, set the brand-new record, as the next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1.
And she's not a senior, she's a junior. And you got Logan Matthews and Michaela Tipton come, or Michaela Irvin coming back next year.
Three of the six. Well, yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Pitch is low.
The two batters leading the team in the home run race are juniors.
Irvin, Matthews, and Tipton. Three of the five thumpers are all responsible for the 36 home runs. Excuse me, 37 home runs.
Don't takes away that one now.
We'll all return next year. The next pitch is high and in tight, 3-1. So O'Shell, ready to go. Here's her pitch. Big cut and a miss.
She wanted
Irvin,
that.
James was looking to go deep. O'Shell made a beautiful pitch on her. Right in the hole in her swing, belt high inside part of the plate. Outside, loses her ball forward. So
now
her
Caitlin,
runners are on.
It's Caitlin's time. She hasn't hit one.
Now it's Caitlin Hanna, 0-for-1 in the game with a walk. Okay. Caitlin Hanna, senior. Pitches low for a ball. O'Shell really laboring now here in the bottom of the fourth, and her team trailing the Pisgah Black Bears 6-1. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Pitch inside, backs her up, 2-0.
She's
a little subdued.
Yeah, she's already hit one off over foul that would have been a home run.
Ooh, she just hit one. Look out, on deck circle, Logan Matthews. She's laughing at Walt Leatherwood. Walt backing up behind Logan.
He's going to throw Logan out in front of him.
They just told Logan, just block everything so it don't hit me. Caitlin Hanna, notorious for way out in front, hitting screens and everything, pulling 2-1 pitch.
swung on again, and Walt dances away from him. He just kind of claps his hand. That a girl.
Straighten it out just a little bit.
You did that last time. She hit a home run. You said that last time.
Yep. Straighten it out just a little bit.
If he hits a home run, I'm taking you to Las Vegas.
You better not take me.
Here we go. Called strike three. Nice pitch by O'Shell. Rings her up. So Hannah goes down looking. Beautiful pitch by O'Shell. She brought an inside knee-high fastball. That's one out. That brings up Logan Matthews. Two-run home run. One for two in this game.
And she can hit it again. She's notorious to have multiple for games.
Fastball at the knees. Strike one.
She's probably hitting herself because she's thinking, man, that was a good pitch for me to try to hit out.
O'Shell ready. Here's a pitch. Swung on and that's lined to right in front of Brittany Travis. Throw into third base, diving back into third is Brittany Troll. She started to go and Walt held her up. So bases are full now with a line drive single by Logan Matthews.
Walt's over there apologizing for getting her uniform dirty. He says, man, I'm sorry about that.
He held her up and as Brittany Troll was sprinting around and stopped. And when she saw the throw by Brittany Travis coming into third, she dove back in, got dirty. That'll be Michaela Tipton, a solo home run, one for two in this game. Pitches inside, ball one. Bases full of Black Bears.
Micah was telling her it was going to be on the inside. It's not fair when you got a second baseman cheating on your signs.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Just missed. Low. 2-0. O'Shell trying to figure out how to get through this unscathed, through this portion of the lineup we call the thumpers. 37 home runs.
Micah's telling her it's on the inside.
Swung on and drilled foul. They're way out in front of O'Shell. If it wasn't for the fence, that truck going down the road would have been, that tailgate would have been nailed.
Either that or the door in the side of it.
You got to go and have extra insurance driving by the Pisgah softball complex. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed by Tipton. She pulled out, bailed with her front foot as a curveball by O'Shell. Buckled her front and leg. Those are difficult. 2-2 now. One out, bottom of fourth. Here's the pitch. Just missed. O'Shell, boy, wanted it. She threw a fastball that knee high, painted the outside part of the plate, but it was just a tad bit outside, said the home plate umpire.
And Micah told her it was going to be outside.
So it's now 3-2. Here's the pitch. Ball four, walked her. RBI for Tipton. As she walked with the bases full, in comes Troll, the courtesy runner for Mahala Irvin. Makes the score now 7-1 here at the bottom of the fourth. Well, Pitt's going to bring up Taylor Gallion, 1-for-2 with a single.
Go, Tyler.
Junior left fielder takes the first pitch in the dirt. O'Shell now is really laboring to try and find that strike zone. And working behind the plate is Kara Travis, the catcher.
You can understand her being cautious with the thumpers, but now you got the table setters and you can be a little more aggressive.
Swung on line over the second baseman head. That's one runner in. Here comes James around third. Here comes Casey Potter. She's thrown out. Great play relay by the Bunker Hill Bears. As he relayed it to the second baseman, Montana Lineberger, who just threw it to Kara Travis to get Casey Brown, who was pitch running for Logan Matthews. So that's two out, only one run scored on that RBI single by Taylor Gallion. That makes the score 8-1, and now it's two outs, and that's number 9 hitter Bianca Burnett. First pitch is inside, ball one.
That's two great hits by Taylor Gallion.
Scoring at home, it's 8-4-2 on that putout. The plate. Called strike curveball on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. Give Bunker Hill credit. That young girl out there in center field, Michaela Hedrick, put a relay that quickly in. Swung on that hard hit, flipped right over to the shortstop, Courtney Estes, but she flips over to third baseman Desiree Bever, and that's off for the Black Bears. So we've complete four innings. It's Pisgah 8, Bunker Hill 1. We'll be back for the top of the fifth
after these messages.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Welcome back to the fifth inning here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Leading off would be Montana Lineberger. One for two in the game. Took ball one, the first pitch. Second pitch is swung on and fouled back and out of play.
A good thing that little curve of the fencing's up at the top, because we'd be dodging balls all day.
Pisgah, 8 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Bunker Hill, 1 run, 2 hits, and 1 error. Weinberger just missed with a pitch on the outside part of the plate, 2 and 1. On deck, Courtney Asser. Matthews ready, pitch, low, ball, 3 and 1. Just joined us, top of the fifth, 8-1 Pisgah over the Bunker Hill Bears. Strike, the high inside part of the plate, 3-2, brought the heater, and it had some heat to it.
She didn't take much time when she set up either, she went right back at it.
That, to me, is her best pitch. You live on your fastball. Swung out and fouled back into the screen, so the 3-2 pitch, Montana Lineberger, hanging tough. Great pitchers live with the fastball.
We got a former player here in the stands.
Curveball. 3-2 curveball. Don't understand that. Walks her. Trying to pitch the swing and the miss, and that's what gets her in trouble. She walks another batter. That's what Courtney Astad. Bunker Hill needing 7 runs to get back into this ball game. That's it, 0 for 2 in this game. Starts to square around, pulls it back. Called strike, 0-1.
See Taylor Willis sitting here. One of the best pitchers here.
One of the things about pitching like that with 3-2, and you throw a curveball in the dirt, tells me you have no confidence in your defense. And she should have confidence.
Oh, yeah, her defense. Playing. Now there's the one error, throwing error.
Swung on and missed. There goes the runner. Throw down the second. Just missed. He got in there. So Lineberger steals second base. A close play.
That's unusual on Irvin.
Well, and that's it caught her off guard. Down by 7. Bunker Hill trying to do everything they can to get it back in the ballgame. Got to be ready for that stuff. So runner at second now with nobody out. And an 0-2 pitch coming up. Swung on and missed by Asset.
That was a drop ball. It got to the plate and it just
off the table. So that's one out, and that's going to bring the number 3 hitter, Katie O'Shell, the pitcher. Walked and grounded out, so she's 0 for 1. 8-1, top of the fifth, favor of the Pisgah Black Bears in this first round playoff game. Pitch, just low, below the knees, 1-0.
Taylor.
to go. Here's the pitch. That gets away, so the runner will move down the third. That ball was in the dirt. 2-0.
Pitch. You just need to pitch it across the plate if it's kind of the lead and just let
That's
your defense
exactly right.
play.
Throw the fastball.
Throw it.
That's your best pitch. Throw your fastball. You seven runs up. Let
Use
your defense
fast in the curve.
Fastball or knee high. That's what you want right there. You can't hit that thing.
I just, you know, use your fastball, then throw the curve or change up in every once in a while, and that'd be it.
But she never repeats the fastball. Come with the fastball on this one right here. Seven-run lead. Runner at third base. One out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and that's popped up down the right field line. That's going to go foul and drops foul in between in that Bermuda Triangle out there, giving chase with Sidney Parris, the first baseman, Sheridan Presley, the second baseman, and they met Hannah Hudson there all at once. But
having
dropped
a party.
In between them. Yeah.
And they were all, they were going. If they, you know, it was a close play, too, closer than it should have been.
So the count remains at 2-2 to O'Shell. Pitch, curveball in the dirt. 3-2.
Now you need to come back with your fastball. Shut the curve, come back with your fastball. Change your eye, change speed.
Here's the pitch. Fastball popped up. That may drop. No. Bianca Burnett got it. Here comes the play at the plate. The throw is wide. So a sack fly by O'Shell.
That was about dangerous for Mahala. She went up to grab it, and the runner was coming down the line at the same time. They about collided.
So a run for Bunker Hill. Montana linebacker walked. Again, we talk about leadoff walks.
Unearned run again.
That's earned. She walked her, and then went to second, stole second, then went to third on a wild pitch, and then scored on a sacrifice fly. Grounder over to Micah James. Could be the inning. Throw to Sidney Parris. That's all for Bunker Hill. They get one run on the no hits. So as we move to the bottom of the fifth, it's now Pisgah 8, Bunker Hill 2.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Midwest Health Systems. Got tongue-tied on that one. By New Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton at Exit 31 beside the State Trust. By B. Allen Construction of Chandler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. By Kenwood Ford, the winner of the Ford's Cup Honor, the President's Award. And by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Wakefield. That first pitch on that last one was a fastball.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in there. Let them try to hit the daggum thing.
When you got a great defense playing, they're playing great defense. If I throw a fastball inside, I can bring a fastball outside, and it's a different pitch, and you're changing the view. But I'm throwing the pitch that I can throw strikes, the most strikes with, and that's my thing.
And the only error we made was a throwing error by Caitlin Hanna, and that was just, she just held it in her hand too long.
What happens to defenses when pitchers are constantly pitching behind is they get flat-footed.
Yeah.
They stand around, they kick the dirt. When you're throwing fastballs and those guys are attacking, you've got to be ready, and your
mm-hmm.
defense is ready when you're throwing strikes and getting ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Matthews' best pitch is a fastball. She uses it the least.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's got to use every pitch she's got to every batter.
And it's like she's afraid to use her changeup, and her changeup is really good. I mean, it's way off speed.
We're going to start with Hannah Hudson, the leadoff hitter, here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch called, strike, inside corner. Hudson, 1-for-3 in this game, followed by Sheridan Presley and Mahala Irvin. 8-2, bottom of the fifth, favor of the Pisgah Black Bears. O'Shell's next pitch swung out and popped up in the infield, calling everybody off as Courtney Asset. She hauls that in for out number one.
She hit that ball, and it was up high. I mean, up nearly her face mask. She just whacked it. Tommy Hawk whacked it. What you call it?
So one batter, one out. Now to bring up Sheridan Presley, 2-for-3 in this game with two singles. Presley came in batting 418, so she's raised that up to probably about 425. First pitch outside, part of the plate, called strike.
Now you got four hitters from Pisgah. They're batting over 400, and Michaela Tipton was at 393, so that might be up now.
Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. O'Shell trying to stay away from Presley. Only a sophomore. Daughter of head football baseball coach and athletic director, David Presley. Swung on, lifted into right field. Camping underneath that is the right fielder, Abby Moose. She hauls that in for out number two.
And batting for the Buccaneers, number seven, Mahala Irvin.
Just got up underneath it, so now it's going to bring Mahala Irvin up, who's one for two with a walk and a single.
And she hasn't been in the home run party yet.
So she's tied for the lead, 10 each, with Logan Matthews and Mahala Irvin. And she fouls that one out. She lunges out after that one.
And she knows it.
So it's 0-1 to Mahala Irvin. Here's the pitch. Swung out of line to center field. She rocketed that thing to Heydrick out there. And the young center fielder gets that back in there.
I tell you, the pitcher just like put the glove up to shield her face because it was head high toward her head.
Tell you one of the more, I'm very impressed with that. You said that center fielder for them is only a freshman? That's a talented ball player right there.
Michaela can move up the mountain. I'm into recruiting, guys.
Micah James up. She swings and bloops one down the first baseline, giving chase. Nice attempt by Olivia Fulbright, running backwards, looking over the top of her head.
That's
over her shoulder to haul that one in.
That's hard to catch. Not many major leaguers can catch balls like that.
That's a difficult one for a first baseman, so hanging in there as the ball drops. So two outs, runner at first. Irvin, next pitch, high for a ball. Inside.
That's James.
Excuse me, James. I was just looking over. Brittany Troll, courtesy runner for Mahala Irvin. I thought that in my head. So Micah James. Pitch is called strike, corner, curveball. James walked and hit that three-run home run to tie the state record in the first. It's 1-for-2. Pitch is way outside. Brittany Troll checks in the catcher to make sure she caught it. So she goes back to first, gets her stance ready. Well, shell's ready. Here's the pitch. In tight. Backed up Micah James. Now the count's 3-2.
You know, Micah James is going to be a good asset to Morris Hill.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Swung out. And that's gone. Catch it. Good. Bye. Micah James. 2-1 Jack City here in the bottom of the fifth. Francesca ahead 10-2 over Bunker Hill. That was a no doubter right off the bat.
At number 38, I told you I like round numbers.
Holy cow, 4 home runs in the game by the Thumpers.
2 by Micah James. The senior has put her mark on this run for the state championship.
You know, it's been 4 weeks since she's hit her last home run.
Yeah. She has been in a home run. She's been hitting well.
Oh, she's batting near 500.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's leading the team at 467. So she's not been in a slump. She just not hit any home run.
Caitlin Hannah. Ooh. And she just jumped on the first pitch by O'Shell. Hannah, 0-for-2 with a walk in this game.
Walt says, you know, out there, not over here. Out there.
She follows a home run after hitting a couple foul like that.
Whoa.
Swung on and missed by Hannah.
We had Walt tracing the ball out on the field about the time the pitch went.
He was leaning down for the ball, trying to get back, and Desiree, right behind Desiree Weber at the third base spot. Just, here's the 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Didn't get it. Umpire said no. Check down the first base umpire. So it's 1 ball, 2 strikes now to Caitlin Hanna. Here's O'Shell's pitch. Curveball swung on. Grounded foul. Third base side. Bottom of the fifth. Piscot 10. Bunker Hill 2. Rhonda, you had mentioned that the last time we played them in 05, it was 8-1.
I was getting worried there because it was 8-1 and we were 8-1 at the end of the fourth inning. I was going, whoa, this is deja vu.
Ready to go is O'Shell. Here's a pitch. Swung on and popped up in the infield. Olivia Fulbright at first base called for it. Calls that in, and that's all for the Black Bears. They get 2 more runs on another home run by Micah James. And after 5 innings are in the books, it's Piscot 10, Bunker Hill 2. We'll be back for the 6th inning.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
MedWest Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for all the student athletes of Haywood County. That means our physician, Dr. Chris Catterson, and the sports medicine physical therapist and athlete trainers are there for you on the sidelines at the games. MedWest is once again offering free sports physicals for student athletes in Haywood County on Tuesday, May 29th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. It's been all the Black Bears here in this first round state playoff game as they lead Bunker Hill 10-2. I guess you could say record-setting Black Bears. Desiree Bever will lead off against Logan Matthews. The first pitch is way high and outside.
I just seen Heidi Morgan walk by. I bet she was down here this week helping the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right there was a great player.
So playoff-ready Pisgah. Set a state record already. Grounded right back to Logan Matthews. Turns and flips over to Paris. One batter, one out. As Bever goes out on an easy comebacker.
And that's what you do, pitch it. Let them play some defense.
Now it's Michaela Heater, talented freshman center fielder for Bunker Hill. Rhonda, I've seen a lot of great ball players. This girl's going to be good, but she gets to be a center.
Mm-hmm. She just needs to come up a mountain to be another Bear.
Yeah, you are recruiting again.
I'm recruiting. She needs to be a Black Bear instead of a Bunker Hill Bear. You know?
Okay.
It's not illegal. I'm not offering them anything. I'm just offering them a winning program.
Mm-hmm. But Bunker Hill's going to be a good thing. They're going to be good. Swung on. No, she check her? They got checked? Yeah, they called it. She went around. I tried to hold up, so it's one ball, one strike.
Smart move by Mahala to get a second opinion on that game, on that call.
Diedrich 0 for 2 in this game. Made some great offensive defensive play, sent a curveball, struck her out. I guess that was one. It was 1-2 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Missed the pitch. Sorry, folks.
We're just having too much fun here.
Yeah. Well, she strikes out. There's two outs in the inning. It's going to bring up Abby Moose, who struck out twice against Logan Matthews.
We're having a meeting of the umpires.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I didn't miss a call. That was only... I thought I didn't miss it. I was right. You know what? I should go with my
grandmother always said, "Go with your gut." And use 90% of the time, it's always right.
I've been around
you
this.
Just gotta go with
absolutely.
Your gut.
Absolutely. So it's only one ball, two strikes.
Just like that home run deal with Mahala.
Yeah,
we were right.
We kept saying. She's got nine at that time. Swung on, grounded over to Micah James is short. Throw to first, high throw. So Heidrich.
She was running hard down the line. It put a lot of pressure.
It was a real bad infield single for the freshman.
Because that was a really slow rolling ball. And Micah cut on it, broke on it very well, but she was such a fast runner, it took pressure on your defense.
And it wasn't a bad throw. It was just hardy. And that's going to bring up Abby Moose now. As I said before she had to check back to the on-deck circle. Ready to go, pitch, swung on. No, she tried to bunt it. I looked up and saw the bat out there. Moose trying to move the runner over. Only one out in this inning, not two. They got up on the scoreboard, too.
That's yeah. changed that. So it's an 0-1 pitch coming up right here. Low for a ball, 1-1.
The more or less that pitch was to see if she's going to try to bunt again.
Mm-hmm.
Put it down low. If she bunts, it goes straight up in the air.
One pitch coming. Swung out and missed, just blew the heater by her. I mean, she brought her best fastball belt high, and Lewis was tardy.
Now she's pitching the way we just talked about.
Right.
You know?
One ball, two strikes, one out in this inning.
Maybe we're still...
Hendrick at first.
Sending our telepathic waves to the coach.
That's popped up, giving chases. Hannah, right by the fence, throws over to first, could be a double play! Hendrick was running on that pop-up in foul territory, don't know why, but that double play ends the inning. So after 5.5 innings are in the book, it's Pisgah 10, Bunker Hill 2.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Forge Top Honor, the President's Award, and by Brad Allen Construction of Candler, commercial residential grading and remodeling, and by Midwest Health System, and by the new Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton at exit 31 beside the Sagebrush. And we want to give a shout-out and a thanks to all the sponsors, to sponsor the Bears, to the playoffs, so we can bring you back home with big travel so that everybody back in Canton and the Pisgah Nation can hear the Bears.
I tell you what, this has been well received, not only in the Pisgah community, but it's been well received all over, because people over on the other side of the county have really expressed, you know, enjoyment listening to this game. But, you know, the largest audience is, you know, you got to be wearing red and black.
Right
here, right?
That's right. Well, not both of you, red and black.
It'll be Matthews, Tipton, and Gallion scheduled up to face O'Neill. And she's got sunglasses. I kind of hesitated for a second. Katie O'Neill taking off her sunglasses the bottom of the sixth inning.
I was waiting on Coach Goodwin to get around the first base.
10-2 Pisgah. Logan Matthews ready. Here's the first pitch. Missed on the inside part of the plate. Ball one. Matthews, single. Two-run home run. Hi.
That's a little chin music there.
Yeah, I like that stuff. Buzz the tower once in a while, it's all right. Send a message, O'Neill sent it. Let's see what Matthews responds to it. She sends her a message. Here's the pitch, swung on, line to center field, and that's going to get to the gap. That's up against the wall. Here comes Logan Matthews. She's going to go for two, and she's in there standing with a stand-up double to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning.
That's a great hit by Logan, and she is a big girl, so she was really running hard to get that double. She's not quick as like the other runners we have, and Casey Brown comes in now to a reliever.
Courtesy runner for Logan Matthews, who just sent a shot up into the gap. She got backed up the pitch before. A little chin music, she answered it. O'Neill's first pitch to Michaela Tipton's inside for a ball, 1-0.
It's good to see Michaela Tipton coming. She's been in kind of a slump. I mean, pitching and hitting lately, and so it's good to see her back come alive right here in playoffs.
Pitch just outside for a ball, 2-0. Tipton, one home run in this game. That was her fifth of the season. She's 1-for-2 with a walk in that home run. Here's the next pitch, lined just past the bag. Umpire walked out. Everybody was looking to call. I guess it just assumed. I run until the umpire calls foul.
I didn't hear him call foul.
I didn't either.
And we pretty well here.
So it's 2-1 now. We got a view right down the third baseline.
You do better than I do.
Swung on, and that's over to Bever. Nice play. She makes a nice stop. Throws the first. Great play by the third baseman from Bunker Hill, Desiree Bever. Her and that center fielder out there, Hedrick, has just been stellar in the field. That was a diving stab. Got off on her, you know, jumped up from her knees, and then threw a rocket over there and holding Casey Brown at second base.
And that was another thing. Casey Brown waited to see where she was throwing before she took off. And she held it so long, she couldn't take off then.
So runner at second, one out, and that's Taylor. Brittany Troll, a pitch hit for Taylor Gallion, and takes a strike. So we have a pitch hitter right now, and that's in Brittany Troll. 0-1 pitch coming. Backed her up. I don't like the way this
more chin music.
Young O'Neill pitches. So it's one ball. He didn't call that a strike, did he?
No.
All right, it's one more. Lyle back into the screen, one and two. So one ball, two strikes on pitch hitting Brittany Troll. On deck is Bianca Burnett. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Two and two.
We're just going to have to go by our gut because our scoreboard keeper's a little slow.
You know, if they make a run to the state playoffs and hit a couple more, they're going to get over 40.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, man.
Swung out and popped up, but that's going to get out of play, giving chase to the catcher, Kara Travis, but she stops at the fence.
So you got two balls, two strikes on Brittany now.
Big swing and a miss, struck her out, so that nice pitch by O'Neill strikes out Brittany Troll.
Now batting number four, Bianca Burnett.
Bianca Burnett. Piska got 3 runs in the first, 3 runs in the third, 2 runs in the fourth, and 2 runs in the fifth. They have 10 runs. First pitch to Bianca Burnett misses for a ball.
When Bianca hit a ball, it was a liner, and it was caught, but she's really been swinging good lately.
Swung on and lined down and out of play the third base line.
Right under the Champion Credit Union time where her mama worked. Oh, and by the way, this weekend's Mother's Day, a shout out to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and lined to center field. This could get a run in. Here comes Casey Brown. Throw goes to second base, so now the score is 11-2 in favor of Piska. So an RBI single to center field by Bianca Burnett.
And she hit the ball well the last time. It just was hung up in the air too long, and the center fielder grabbed it.
So 11 runs on 14 hits for Piska's first pitch, Casey Brown's ball. Excuse me, I said Casey Brown. Hannah Hudson. My mistake, folks. Hannah Hudson. Swung on, lifted, blooped right in front. There is Brittany Travis to haul that in. So a fly out to left field. It looked like it was a humpback liner, but that stayed up in the air. So that's all for Piska here in the bottom of the sixth. They get one run. And as we move to the top of the seventh, the score, Piska 11, Bunker Hill 2. We'll be back after these messages.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Ken, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
MedWest Sports Medicine has expanded. Check out our new location in the brand new building on the campus of MedWest Haywood. You can see Dr. Chris Catterson in his new office, conveniently located between the fitness center and the hospital. And now we have new sports medicine and rehab space in the MedWest Urgent Care Center in Canton at exit 31 off I-40. It's the MedWest Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Clinic, located in the MedWest Urgent Care Center, Canton. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Piska Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. or construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the top of the seventh inning. 11-2 Pisgahs. The leadoff hitter just takes a ball. The first pitch was a strike, and that's Anna Williams. So the count now is 1-1. That was a quick in-between innings.
It was.
I think Logan Matthews ready to get this thing over with.
And this is good to her to pitch a full game. The last couple games she's been taken out early because we've had games.
1-1 pitch, fastball, heater, knee high, blew it by her. I love that fastball to Logan Matthews. I want her to throw that 80% of the time. Spot the fastball, different areas, and then that makes her changeup and curveball that much more effective.
That's why Verlander's so effective.
Absolutely. Lives on the fastball. 1-2 pitch coming. Swing on and miss in the dirt. Irvin throws over to Paris.
Just to make sure.
So that is one out as she strikes out Anna Williams. And that's going to bring up Brittany Travis, the left fielder. 0-for-1 in the game with a walk. And they're going to call her back and probably have a pitch hitter.
Yeah, well, it's a time of playoff time. You're going to try anything you can to get a little momentum, because if they can't get any runs this inning, it's over with. Pisgah advances to the second round.
Number six is Caitlin Landers. Will pitch hit for Brittany Travis in the 9-hole. One out here, bottom or top of the 7th. Matthew's ready. First pitch, fastball just missed, low. 1-0. You know, the thing is, you're 11-2, you're just going to get some kids some swings and some hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Pack your stuff up and go home, because it's going to be hard to get 9 runs against the defending state champions here. Fastball just missed. Caught a little high and a little kind of sly smile.
Mahala, well, it's a lot different from her attitude in the beginning of the year, remember? Yeah. She was frustrated at the umps, and now she's more focused, she's concentrating more on just the batters, and that's what she needs to do.
Scheduled up on deck is Montana Lineberger, and she walks around 4 pitches. So kind of lost her focus on the pitch hitter.
Mm-hmm.
11 runs, 14 hits, and only 1 error for Pisgah. 2 runs and 3 hits and 1 error for Bunker Hill so far. And that's going to be Alexis Hicks going to pitch hit for Lineberger. Pitches low, so 5 straight balls by Logan Matthews as she's lost her focus. Pitch, swung on. Nice hack by Alexis Hicks. Evens the game, fouled it off, so it's 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out here, top of 7th, 11-2, Pisgah.
Let your defense play for you, just put it in play.
Big windup. Here's the 1-1 offering. High for a ball, 2-1. Great crowd here.
Yeah, it is. Nobody's leaving.
Nobody's leaving.
Mm-mm.
Pitch. Called strike, bell tied. Alexis Hicks looks back at the umpire. But that's still a strike, and it's a 2-2 count now on the pitch hitter.
Now she's got her.
Lays off a letter high fastball, makes it 3-2.
Just go back in with your fastball, make her hit it. That's what she did, but it's a little too low.
A curveball. Why? I don't get that. That's a second walk in this inning.
Number two, Courtney Hudson.
Do not understand that. All right, 1 out. Runners at first and second. That's going to be Courtney Hudson. She hits 1 to left field, and that's over the head, and that's down. That's extra bases. In comes 1 run. Relay, they're going to throw the third. They get her in time. Nice relay to Hannah. Micah James cut that off and threw the third to get Hicks for the second out.
That's that senior for you, making a heady play, getting a lead runner. She just turned around and wheeled it to Hannah just to get the lead runner out and the second out. You know you wasn't going to get the one at home plate. Try to get the next best thing.
Well, that's going to bring up Katie O'Shell. 11-3. Just missed, Paul. Love.
I haven't framed that for him for a while, just to make sure.
Big windup. Here's the 1-0 offering. In the dirt, 2-0.
That was the screwball. The way she, her hips go out, her goes back and her thumb goes out.
Two oh, here it comes. 3-0.
You know, when does your catcher go out and talk to your pitcher?
3-0. Hey, that's ball over for a strike. 3-1.
Go right back with the same pitch.
Trying to end this. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. 11-3 Pisgah. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Grounded over to Hannah. Throws over to first. That's a ball game. So Pisgah defeats Bunker Hill 11-3. They'll advance to the second round to play the winner of either East Lincoln or Chase. We'll know that later tonight.
Later tonight, and then we'll post it on the Mountaineer website, and then we'll get a hold of WPTL Radio and make sure they promo it and give you the time and the location of where it'll be, because it could either be home or Dead Chase.
We'll be back for our post-game show. Final here from the Pisgah Softball Complex, the Black Bears 11, Bunker Hill 3. We'll be back after these messages.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
MedWest Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for all the student-athletes of Haywood County. That means our physician, Dr. Chris Catterson, and the sports medicine physical therapist and athlete trainers are there for you on the sidelines of the games. MedWest is once again offering free sports physicals for student-athletes in Haywood County on Tuesday, May 29th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. It's the final, folks, as the Black Bears move to 16-5 on the season with an 11-3 win. And, actually, somebody needs to tell them it's 38.
May 15th. Yeah, anyhow, it's announced 37, but it's actually 38. So it's 38 home runs. We had four today. We had 34 going into the game, four today. And my mathematics all day long and twice on Sunday is 38.
Well, hang on. Somebody didn't get the word to the PA announcer, but it's an 8. Nevertheless, it's a state record.
It's a state record. That's all that matters, and it's got the Pisgah Black Bears name beside it.
Well, the Black Bears are inside the circle with their traditional post-game prayer meeting.
We're going to have comments from the coach and from Micah James, who tied the record and then added number 38.
With two home runs in the game, but just the line scores that you had, the winning pitcher was Logan Matthews. She scattered four hits, a complete game. She walked four, struck out five in this ball game, and again, she gave up only four hits, but, you know, a very good outing by Logan Matthews. And I must say that if the Bunker Hill team was a young team, they're going to be good in the years to come.
We said that last year about
John.
drawn. They're young. Swansboro was young when we played them down at state. Central Davidson had a lot of young kids when we played them down at state. So there's a lot of young teams out there that we probably will see again.
Well, we'll play the winner of East Lincoln or Chase. We want East Lincoln to win. That would mean that the game would be here Tuesday.
It goes by higher seating.
At 5 o'clock. Here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. If it is against Chase, more than likely these games are under the lights. We don't have lights yet, folks.
Right.
Wink, wink, hint, hint. Somebody get my message. I'm trying to send.
$60,000 and we can have four poles here and we can start playing later so these people can enjoy these games.
Put it out 10 years. Z Cannon will pay for the monthly payments or something, but we need lights here. Pretty soon the state's going to come down on Pisgah with no lights and make them travel.
And we do not know if Chase has lights, so that's another thing we have to wait and see.
And if Chase wins, then Chase is gonna, then we have to go to Chase.
We got Micah James coming here. So
all right, so we're going to start our post-game show from here. And Rhonda has the star of the game, and that's senior Micah James.
5:30. Here?
There.
Tuesday at 5, we play there. Okay, Coach Ann was trying to give us a relay message. We play Chase. So, Micah James, we come into this game, we like one home run tying the record. You come up to bat and you tie the record and hit your first home run in a while because you've been hitting well, but you've been kind of like in a home run slump. But how does it feel to tie record, then your teammates break it and your name beside it? You won the state championship in history. Now you've made another part of history with a home run record.
Well, I'd say that's a great accomplishment. I mean, we got some great hitters on our team, and there's no doubt we had the potential to do it. So, and it was great to be a part of it, and just makes me very happy.
You've been playing really well, and your team, we struggled, it seemed like, against Franklin, but you come out tonight, your team come out today, and they said, this is where it starts.
Yeah, we knew it. We said it. This is a new season. We got a clean slate, so we came out knowing what we could do. We know our potential, so we have every potential in the world to come out and do it, and that's what we're going to do.
Congratulations. You hit also number 38 later in the game to add to that record, so it's going to be hard to beat. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So we got, and just before the interview, we got it that we will play at Chase on Tuesday at 5:30. At 5 o'clock. And so we'll go back to Rhonda Bird with the winning manager, Serena Goodwin.
Coach Goodwin, first round game, you knew, we talked about it with Micah, this clean slate start over. The team need to be really focused, and they have the Bulls on their back, and you've talked about that all year. That was going to be one of the things going in this playoff that's really going to be a focus on us. How do you really think the team responded today?
I mean, they came out ready to play. There's no doubt they got down here early. They seemed focused. They seemed to be excited and enjoying spending time with one another, and they were ready to play. So just have to keep rolling in that direction and get better.
Let's talk about a team state record in home runs. Impressive with your team.
Yeah, definitely. There's some heavy hitters, and that's been a little bit of focus. I think that's taken away from some of the game for us, and now that's behind us, and we can just focus on wins, and that's over with. You know, they set the record, they broke it, so we can move forward.
Congratulations, Coach. We're going to play Chase Tuesday, second round. Folks, if you can't come to the game, join us on the radio. We'll bring it to you. Chuck?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Congratulations, Coach. Well, that's a final here, folks, as we wrap it up from the Pisgah Softball Complex. The Black Bears move on to the second round with an 11-3 win over their first-round opponent, the Bunker Hill Bears. Bunker Hill drops to 12-12. Pisgah moves and improves to 16-5. And, Rhonda, you know, you win the first-round game, you're excited, the new season that they talk about, but more importantly, a state record. And that's significant. And, you know, if they keep playing, it looks like they may just obliterate that state record. They now have a new state record. Pisgah's on top with 38 home runs on the season.
And that's impressive. I mean, it's a 2A school. It's in the mountains. And it's a program that's been building for the last, I would say, since 04. I mean, we've been in the state playoffs, like I said, 8 years in a row. And that's impressive right there. It's a program that you're building. It's getting across the state now that, look, hey, Pisgah is the real deal. We're going to have to come play our A game whenever we meet them.
All around 450 schools in this state will look at that state record and see Pisgah Black Bears. Pisgah High School has the state record. And if right now at 38, it could go even higher.
And do you not think the teams we face later on, like Chase, are sitting there going, man?
That will affect them.
It will affect the pitching. And people don't understand that. You've got a 3 through 7 group we call the Thumpers that just set a state record as a team, and you're sitting there going, how do I pitch to this bunch?
Well, they were on their game today, 11-3, the final. This is Chuck Fevenitz, along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. Final from the Pisgah Softball Complex. 11-3 in favor of the Black Bears. Join us Tuesday, 5 o'clock, from Chase High School for the second round game. Goodbye, everybody.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Beautiful home furnishings, premium HD TVs and electronics, gorgeous carpet and vinyl, dependable kitchen and laundry appliances. Purchase these for less at Massey Furniture Company in Waynesville, Western North Carolina's leading discount furniture, flooring, and appliance center for four generations. Easy terms, free delivery too. You'll recognize the brand names and value pricing at Massey Furniture, Main Street in downtown Waynesville.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon. Visit GetProactive.com. Or call 1-800-277-6125. That's 1-800-277-6125.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries have amazing antioxidant properties, but eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements combining the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GNC.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone.
This is WPTL Canton. Thanks for listening to us today. WPTL's country and Christian programs, network news, and major sporting events are presented by Sky Country Broadcasting Incorporated. Portions of our broadcast day are pre-recorded. We are an equal employment opportunity company. Your comments and suggestions are welcome. Write Post Office Box 909, Canton, NC 28716, or visit our studios at 133 Pisgah Drive, AM 920, WPTL, Canton.